And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant.
Catch Damon this weekend in Chicago. Damon's Funny First Saturdays is now extended to the Funny First Weekends
Riddles.
Man. All right. April 3rd and 4th. Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a man that proves it's time to stamp out stupid crime. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom, as serious as dinner and drinks with Darren Sharper. Come on, man. How does that even become your thing? You're a successful, you're safety, first of all, so you're in good shape. You know, you could get that. Why? How has that become your thing? You know what's going to get me right after a long, stressful week? A nice, unconscious woman. Dirty bastard. I'm sorry. Seriously. Nah, I don't like them moving. I like when they don't do nothing else. Bastard. All right. No, seriously. All right. Here's another seriously ignorant man in Pennsylvania. He was out for some cash, so he walked up to a local post office and approached a woman at a kiosk. So he demands the money. The woman said, I don't have any money. So he pulls out a knife and demands that she takes out money from the machine. Problem with this was she was at a stamp machine. This fool thought it was an ATM. So he already dumb to begin with. First of all, you don't go to the post office to rob people because anybody buying stamps and sending letters ain't got no money. Who still buys stamps and sending letters? Seriously. I can't remember last time.
Sybil.
Yeah, but that's a whole different story.
You're right about that.
Go with the bit, Jay. All right. But anyway, where you going to put a stamp letter? Ain't no mailboxes either. which he wished he could have had a mailbox because his dumb butt ran off after he figured out the lady had no money and was found down the street in a dumpster. So the police went around and found him. And the crazy part is if he'd have kept going, he probably would have been home by the time the police came. He'd have to hide in a dumpster. He was right down the street hiding, and now he is in jail. Seriously. As serious as old music on new equipment.
Whoa.
Don't you hear some stuff you never heard before? Drums and cymbals and the proper lyrics. I've been listening to For the Love of You by the Isley Brothers for 2 decades and just figured out he was saying, write that down. I didn't know what. I was like, each and every day. Right there now. I didn't know he was saying, write that down. Anyway. It's like these white people that people didn't know there was white singers. I did not know he was saying, write that down. Write that down. All right. Seriously. That's old music on new equipment. Now, my next story comes from New City, New York. A man was arrested and in jail and then got arrested in jail. Because
what?
Yes, he was already in jail for 30 days on a drug raid. Uh-huh. But while in jail, he got searched. And got arrested again in jail because they found 50 oxycodone pills, which he had been selling to other inmates since being arrested. Now, the pills were eventually found in the man's rectum.
Okay.
So he had been selling pills he had stored in his behind for 30 days. How desperate do you have to be to take a pill from a man that he keeps in his butt? I mean, how does that transaction even go? Yo, let me get 2 of them. Hold on. Here's one. Here's another one. Okay.
I only wanted one.
No, that's right.
Man, come on, man.
You got to put that back.
Oh, my God.
See, both of my stories involve ATMs. Uh-huh. And in this case, ATM stands for ass to mouth. But anyway, we going to keep it moving. Thank you. Seriously, as serious as... Come on, man, I only wanted one.
Right. Oh, man, come on, man.
As serious as a gangster with anxiety issues. All right. Shouts out to Sugar Knight.
Sugar Knight. Shout out.
And shouts out to my homie Marvin Dixon.